No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. Today I'm in here with the homie Rucci. How you living, Rucci?
Man, I'm chilling. High as fuck, drunk as fuck.
It's 2 p.m.
I still ain't slept.
From last night, what were you doing last night?
I went to the studio.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I'm up, though. I ain't slept, though.
Why? How the fuck do you do that, bro? I need my sleep. I got 8 hours last night, and I felt great. Shit. I got to be real with you.
Drugs.
Drugs. Drugs be like that, huh?
Yeah, pop a pill.
You popped the fizzle and you were just gone?
Yeah, I'm still up though right now.
Well, who were you in the studio with? What was the vibe last night?
Shit, I was in the studio with the homie Lil Deucey, just doing what we do regularly, just make music.
Who I heard on your tape, right?
Yeah, Lil Deucey. That's Tommy from Mac & Co.
That's one of the best songs on the tape, though. I was really fucking with that one, actually, and I meant to go do a little investigation, try to figure out what was up with him.
Yeah, he hard. That shit was... That was some natural shit we did a while back, and we just wanted to throw it on the album.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I noticed you got a nice little mix of, like, artists who are more on already mm-hmm. in terms of, like, maybe who are your peers or, like, sort of at similar level that you're at, and then you got some, like, brand new artists on the project as well.
I don't be fucking around with people I don't really know like that. I got to know you to make music with you.
You didn't reach out for the G-Eazy feature or some shit?
Nah, that ain't me.
No offense to him. It's just, a lot of times people, they feel like they need to get super huge artists on their project to make people believe that they're a big artist.
I don't think so because my shit going up and I got the homies on there. So you feel me? Everything is in house. I don't really fuck around with a lot of rappers. You feel me?
Right.
Yeah.
Coming straight out of Inglewood, right?
Yeah, I'm from Northside Inglewood.
Let's talk about you. You're talking about the North lot on the project, huh?
Shit. La Brea, Centinella, Florence, La Cienega in that box. That's the Northside Inglewood.
So La Brea is right over here. How far down where we got to drive your hit?
Probably like. Right now, with traffic, it's going to be like 30 minutes to get to the hood.
But what, like 5-6 miles, something like that?
I don't know that shit. But it's like right when you pass La Brea and like, what's the main street? Jefferson?
Okay.
Like when you're going that way, you feel me?
Uh-huh.
And then like Centinella, La Brea and Centinella.
Isn't that weird to think that we're all just connected by these single streets and that these streets go from like high income areas with fucking multi-million dollar houses
Man,
all the
Inglewood
way to the
out
trap.
Right now.
Because that's where the gentrification is going down, right?
Fucking, the new stadium.
Really?
Yeah, they doing the most.
What, they're just building tons of condos, all this shit?
Yeah, the rent going up like a motherfucker though.
Mm.
They trying to kick all the homies out.
They've been doing that for a minute and Watts all over the place, huh? Mm-hmm. You think that it's going to be like, could you see a future where there really aren't really like hoods in LA and it's just
gangbanging ain't going to never die.
Mm.
That shit always going to stay alive. They going to find a way. It's hoods everywhere.
Mm.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It's like weird shit might happen as people get sort of pushed out of the areas that they grew up around.
Shit. I only can speak for me and the homies. So, feel me? I'm going to still be there with the rich white people. So
yeah.
You feel me? So me and the homies still gonna be around.
See, you're gonna grow with Inglewood. So Inglewood, the rent's gonna go up, but your bank account's gonna go up, so you might be able to
Hell
stick
yeah,
around.
For sure. That's my goal. You feel me? IPD told me before, like, all the bloods are gonna be out of Inglewood. And I was like, nah, we're gonna be Inglewood with y'all, fool.
Right.
We still chilling.
Just get rich.
Yeah.
Well, that's the question is like where they're gonna end up pushing all the broke motherfuckers to. So it's gonna be like one random ass beach city that just everybody's gonna be still
dingy as
fuck. I wanna
see how this shit gonna happen. I ain't gonna lie. I wanna see how it's gonna happen.
Have you seen Inglewood change a lot since you were a kid, though, in the sense that like the gangbanging was more out in the open and everything, and now shit has sort of fallen back in a way?
But that's because of social media.
Mm.
You feel me? When I was younger, like growing up in the like it wasn't no social media like that. It wasn't no Instagram or Twitter, so everything was like happening behind closed doors. You feel me? Everything out in the open now. Niggas like broadcast they criminal life. You feel me?
Right.
So yeah, that like, shit changed. Man.
You used to like if you were in the house, nothing was happening. You had to leave the house to get into some shit.
Yeah, to actually know what the fuck going on.
Nowadays, I ain't like that. You could be on Instagram posed up being.
Yeah, that's why I respect
like
the OGs
because
you feel me? Like they had to go outside and see what the world was. You feel me? And we sitting in the house figuring out everything. You feel me? That shit not cool. I don't like that.
But do you feel like you were a child of the internet or you were really in the streets like and you sort of had to figure out the internet later on to figure out how to market your shit?
I think I was like whatever, like every generation, like anything that happened, I caught on a new wave to everything. You feel me? But yeah, I was raised in the streets. You feel me?
How old are you?
25. Yeah.
Okay. So talk to me about what it was like when you were growing up. What was the house like where you were growing up and like when you started to dip out of the house and sort of make the allegiances with your people out in the streets instead of just your family?
My dad from the hood. That's the album Taco Son. My dad from
they
the
can't
hood.
See it, but yeah, we do have your album cover pulled up right here and it shows your pops. Actually, I have that t-shirt that he's wearing, but I got it in gray. I got the gray one. I wore that many times. It's kind of tight, I'm not going to lie.
My dog.
It's like a rare large. I usually rock double XL. I
got a nice little large. You always tag a nigga when he wear it too.
You know, I got nipples poking out and all that shit because it's a little tight, but I'm into it.
Now, my dad from the hood, you feel me?
Okay.
So I was born in this shit like since 1994. You feel me? When I came home to the hood. Just being raised by the homies and knowing right from wrong, you feel me? Mm-hmm. So, like, when I got to high school, like, I was, like, already trying to be a thug, like, you feel me? Mm-hmm. Like, not saying that, like, a nigga that had no street credit, because you feel me? Like, where I'm from, like, everybody respect me because of my dad.
Mm.
I'm, like, the golden child where I'm from, you feel me?
Really? So your dad had that much respect as you were growing up?
Like, right now, like, I got a billboard in the hood with my dad, with the cover on there, right. Like, with my dad on there, and it's, like, everybody like the IPD, like the police department, they like, damn, like what the fuck? Like, it's like having John Gotti on a billboard in the hood.
Wow, they think of your dad like that, even though did they ever get him or is he like
my dad deported? He got deported.
He got deported. What age?
Shit, he got deported like probably 3 years ago.
Oh wow.
Yeah. ICE came and got him.
So you like actually I forgot about that. So you actually have had to deal with the ramifications of Trump's crazy policies and shit, huh? Yeah.
I don't really pay attention to politics like that, okay. But shit, that shit was in my face when it came to my dad, like, you feel me? So I, like, really had to tune in and understand what the fuck was going on, you feel me? But yeah, he had a bad criminal record. He had just came home from doing 5 years in prison.
What for?
His green, attempted murder.
Oh, wow.
His green card expired when he was in prison.
Okay, so he got out.
He came home and he got a job. He was doing good shit, but then ICE just came and got him out of nowhere.
They got him while he was at his job? Just
nah, he was at home in the morning. He thought it was like a probation, feel me, check up. And so you feel me, open the door and they just put him in handcuffs.
So they send him to where, El Salvador or Mexico?
El Salvador.
Oh, wow. So he's back there. And do you know what his life is like now?
Yeah, I just went out there.
He still got a good
life? Nah, he in Mexico now.
Oh, he went from there to Mexico.
Yeah.
Is he trying to come through?
Nah, he chilling.
Well, if he wants to pull it to Melrose, we'd be more than welcome.
Nah, we're going to get him back, though. You feel me? Yeah, we're going to get him back.
So you guys are working on the paperwork and all that kind of shit?
Hell yeah. I need my dad back over here.
Wow.
You feel me?
That's crazy. Do you think that he's the kind of dude that would be able to just be in El Salvador and just have a life out there?
No, he can't. He had to leave.
He was pissed. He couldn't handle it?
He one of the first Hispanics from a black gang. You feel me?
Oh, wow.
So when you out there, like, it's either, you feel me, you MS-13 or you 18th Street. You feel me?
Uh-huh.
You ain't no in between. My dad got a lot of blood. Power root is
right.
Like, from a black gang, you feel me? And they don't like that shit. They ain't going for none of that shit, you feel me?
Uh-huh.
So he had to go through a lot while he was out there, you feel me? That's why he got to Mexico. And now, you feel me? He chilling out.
Wow. So are you excited? You could go to Mexico to see him?
Yeah, I already went to Mexico and seen him.
Oh, all right. So it's not like you're like completely split. It's just a big pain in the ass.
Even when he was like, he been in prison like most of my life, like me and my dad always kept good connection, you feel me? I always understanded him and understanding he loved the streets, you feel me? So I never judged him off of that shit. He always did as much as he could.
Why'd you want to put him on the album cover?
Where I'm from, you feel me? Like I said, he liked the John Gotti over there. So, like, everybody, like, was raised by him. And, like, everything that you see going on the north side of Inglewood is because of Taco.
Uh-huh.
You feel me? So, me being Taco's son, I want to really open up because people paying attention now.
Right.
You feel me? I was dropping a gang of shit, like Opero and all that shit. I was just like getting the vibe with all my fans, but now my fans paying attention and seeing who I am. Now I'm about to open. I opened up. You feel me?
Right.
On the album and let them know about where I come from and why I move the way I move.
That's what's up though, because like when you are putting out your first major project as a newer artist like yourself, it's kind of like you could go a lot of different ways in terms of what you want to represent and market yourself as. It's interesting to see you come out with something like this where, you know, the average person, they don't know who your dad is and stuff, and they're not necessarily in tune to what the meaning is of all this shit. But it's dope, I think, that you went in that direction where it's kind of like, well, y'all are going to have to figure it out.
Yeah, because I like the homies, like, you know, One Take, Jay, AZ, Chike, Kalen, everybody, like, we got a party wave, you know what I'm saying, when they think about the West Coast, you feel me? So I want to give them a real side of this shit, like some real, like thug life, you feel me? Like, going from the mud to really going to get that bag, you know what I'm saying, and getting out of my hood, you know what I'm saying, shit like that. And I wanted to, like, really put a spotlight on the West Coast, like, with that shit, because Nipsey was the one doing it for us, you feel me?
Right.
So I really wanted to bring that shit back and, like, let them know it's real West Coast musical, you feel me?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Before we even get into anything else, though, I just want to ask, like, your dad, being that he had the street reputation or whatever, how did he go about raising you? Like, how did he talk to you about all the shit that you were inevitably getting exposed to?
I was exposed to everything, you feel me?
Uh-huh.
Like, he didn't block nothing from me, you feel me? He, like, I seen everything as a kid, like, the worst shit you could think of. You feel me? So, Like growing up, I knew, like I said, I knew right from wrong. At the age of three, I knew not to snitch. I knew loyalty. You feel me? Like that's just how he raised me and my little brother. So, shit, like it wasn't like it, we was his sons. We was his little homies. You feel me?
Mm.
So yeah, that's just how we was raised by him. But my mom,
she was the more strict side.
Yeah, like when I went to my mama's house, like it's like I gotta be on my shit. But I never like was a badass kid. You feel me? Like I chose to do what the fuck I wanted to do.
That's interesting when you have like a dad who's really with the shits and then a mom who's more conservative.
Yeah,
and
she's so chill.
You have the dad basically just instructing the kid on how to navigate around the mom. Like here's how to not get
caught.
But
my mom was cool, so cool. Like I dropped out of high school in 10th grade. And my mom didn't give a fuck. My mom, like, not saying that she didn't give a fuck about, like, me in life. Like, I told her I wanted to rap. She like, well, nigga, if you're going to do this, let's do it. Like, my mom, like, my best friend. So
really?
She like, yeah. My parents, like, they let me do whatever the fuck I wanted to do. They let me run into a brick wall if I needed to. You feel me?
Really?
So they, like, I learned a lot young.
Uh-huh.
So, like, going forward, I was always ready for every step. You feel me?
Right. Yeah, me and my girl were having a conversation the other day because there's a member of her family is like a 15-year-old boy who I guess got caught drinking. And she was acting like, oh, you know, it is what it is. Like, you know, it's not that big a deal. And I was like, hell no. Nah. I disagree. Like, if my 15-year-old, if I catch him drinking, I'm going to smack the shit out of him. And I'm going to be fucking yelling at him and shit. And she goes, well, what if you caught him smoking a blunt? I'm like,
yeah,
that don't seem as bad at all. But fuck the drinking for some reason pissed me off because people get drunk and they get in car accidents and they fuck bitches and they don't remember and they get pregnant.
You get drunk and you keep drinking, like you think it's like, you feel me? That's like weed. When you get addicted to weed, I think it's a different like addiction than when you get addicted to alcohol. Like alcohol is like nigga, as soon as you wake up, 6 a.m. hitting the liquor store type shit. Like,
see, I never got to drinking like that, but that's definitely weed, what I would be scared chilling. Of.
You might be lazy or something, but alcohol make you do crazy shit.
Right.
So, yeah.
I'd be scared if the kid's smoking weed, too, though, because I'd be scared that he's going to just get addicted to getting high and getting lazy and not doing the shit that he has to actually do to progress his life. Because I know what it's like for me, where sometimes I'm tempted to sit around and smoke weed all day and not do anything productive.
Yeah.
I'd be scared that they would, like, get into that mentality before they get into the productive mentality of actually doing something with yourself every
day. Man, my dumb ass, I wasn't even drinking nor smoking at the age of 15. Like,
hell no, me neither.
Like, I went to Santa Monica High School.
Yeah, which I think is very interesting.
Yeah, that's weird as fuck.
Yeah.
But my sister was like the best softball player in like California at the time. And the coaches recruited her from Santa Monica.
Okay.
So I had no choice. They sent me to fucking Santa Monica, yeah. Which was the dopest shit ever because I experienced all the crazy shit.
We used to go ride bikes there all the time and shit. And I just know for a fact that it's a really nice high school. And man, that it's like probably a totally different clientele than what you were doing.
Yeah,
with
but like I wasn't like, huh? Say, I wasn't going to class with them, but I wasn't smoking weed. I wasn't like drinking. I was really like trying to figure out what the fuck is in Santa Monica. Like I was going on the north of Montana, like with like Persian friends and really just trying to figure the shit out. But like I started smoking like when I dropped out. And I didn't start drinking till like probably like two, three years ago. Like tough. Right.
I think it's honestly like such a good thing where people like the later you find out about those things, the better you're gonna be off.
Yeah. But I always seen like my mom always like smoke weed.
Mm.
You feel me? So I always seen it. My dad, alcoholic, snort coke. You feel me? Like straight up. You feel me?
That's a
that
real
type
G.
person. You feel me?
You know, like people try to act like snorting coke is like not something that like real G's do. But when you really
not
get
even
down
that,
to it,
that shit is like I don't do that shit. Let's put that out there. Mm. But that shit is so common.
I retired.
Like,
just kidding. Rucci
that
shit
so common. Rucci
just sold me a pack. Just kidding.
That shit is so common, bro. Like when I see it now, I just be like, oh, that shit regular. I don't really like. But my dad been doing this since I was a kid. So I always seen that shit.
But it's crazy though because a lot of people from the hood will put every part of their life on blast, besides the fact that they're snorting coke.
Cocaine.
You know, that's the one thing that they keep secret.
I don't know. They just even like when we play like that with the homies, like they be like, hell no, fuck that shit. Like, right. I don't know. It's just something about that.
Like
shit.
You do know a lot of homies who are like. They just would never ever touch it in a million years. But then you know dudes who are like high key, super down all the time, but they never fucking put that shit out there. They would never admit to it publicly or anything,
sure.
You know?
I'd rather just like pop pills and like drink Don Julio.
Dude, I'm 35. I can't do shit at this point.
Yeah, it's
you
over.
Get that out of your system. It's over. You said it's over. Hang it up, old man.
It's over. Yeah, it's
yo,
over.
You feel like you are part of like the new generation of LA because you were mentioning Kalen for real.
Yeah.
I feel like it was like Shoreline maybe are like the head of like the new generation of sort of mm-hmm. LA rap, but then there's a lot of people like you, AZ, Chike, One Take, Jay, all them yeah. kind of like all coming up around the same time too.
Like, I've been part of the wave before everybody. Me and Sean Mack, I don't know if you know who Sean Mack is. He's my partner in rap. He passed, right. But we had Mac Rucci, right?
Mm-hmm. What year was that that he passed?
2017.
Okay.
Yeah. From like 2014 to 2017, though, we dropped a collaboration tape, Mac Rucci, which had Draco, everybody, you know, G Perico, everybody on it. So we was like really a part of like the first wave, right? So he passed. And then people like stop really thinking about how influential we was, you know what I'm saying, at the beginning. And I always like to say that because like, nigga, we been doing this shit.
Right.
I been rapping, you feel me? So now like that I'm popping, like it ain't even a big thing to us because we been doing this shit.
Right.
You feel me? So yeah, I want to put that out there.
No, no, it's good. Cause you know, it's like, there'll always be people that come out in like the first couple songs they put out or the, like really, if you look at Shoreline, it's like, I don't know how long they were going, but they weren't going for that long before the shit started popping off. Right. You know, some people it just takes a little bit longer. They got to refine their shit. Cause I'm sure if you go back and listen to your shit from 2 years ago, you're like, holy fuck, I'm so much better now than I was then.
Yeah. Man, Shoreline Day, I think they really just blitzed the market. Like, they just came out running, you feel me? They went viral, you feel me? Like, can't nothing beat that.
Yeah.
Nowadays, you feel me? But yeah, them niggas hard.
Yeah.
I fuck with them niggas.
It's good representatives of what's going on here.
And they stay, like, showing out for me. They let me go on tour with them, all type of shit. So, I really, like, appreciate, like, what they doing for the West Coast right now.
I heard it said that you're the only blood that is around Shoreline and them.
Yeah.
How'd that happen?
I don't know how true that is, but...
Yeah, one of the primary ones?
I'll be the only blood on tour, all that shit. Like, even with the whole new wave. Like, you feel me? Like, I'm the only blood, like, the only gangbanger in the wave right now, if you really think about it, on the new wave.
Right. That is weird. Because it was all bloods out of L.A. in terms of rappers and shit for a while until kind of recently it's become way more Cribs popping off.
Yeah, but, like, right now, like, if you think about, like, even with, like, One Take, like, everybody, like, me, it's what, me and Savvy? Who else gangbang?
Everybody throwing like up young, sets. You feel me, the I'm young like, dudes? I don't know what those mean. Nah. What does that mean?
I think it's just me and Savvy right now.
Yeah. That's what's up. Like,
Stupid Young, yeah. Him too.
Oh, yeah. Stupid Young?
Yeah.
Stupid Young out here.
That's my nigga.
Man, he's the homie. He caught case because of fucking No Jumper video,
yeah,
man.
Oh, I heard.
I felt terrible when I found that out. I'm like, man, I never would have used that clip if I knew that you weren't allowed to be holding a firearm on camera at all. that fucked me up when I realized.
I see
that.
Slim 400 get on your head too.
Ooh, man, let me tell you, it was like 3 a.m. and I posted that screenshot and I didn't fucking think about the fact because it just said St. Francis and I didn't think about the fact that that's a fucking hospital. I don't know why. I feel like if he put the word hospital, I would have remembered to blank it out, but that fucking slipped my mind. I feel like a fucking idiot.
Everybody make mistakes.
You man, did. Imagine Slim 400 got shot up like in the is that gonna happen? He's just gonna get shot in the hospital. That would have been real fucked up thing. He was being so cool about it. I'm like, man, I feel like if you put my life in danger, I don't know if I would be that cool about it. I feel like an idiot. Well, somebody said to me, they're like, yo, I'm surprised that it took Rucci so long to end up signing a deal, going with Empire and doing what he's doing. Do you feel like you waited too long? You feel like now is a perfect time? What's your thought process on signing?
Perfect time. Patience. I've been doing this shit. Like, you feel me? I like being like part of this West Coast wave shit. So I just literally took my time and like literally like was like, I'm not finna let nobody like tell me nothing. Like,
right.
I wanted to really put out a lot of music.
Right.
So we came across, you know, a couple deals, but we just sat back. Empire reached out to us on some real nigga shit. Like, you feel me, Gazi? They was really fucking with us, like, on a personal level.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, I just felt like it was the right move at the point.
Mm.
I fuck with it, though. Like, I ain't got no complaints right now. Like,
yeah, I mean, I feel like there's something to be said for building up your wave and, like, having something going for yourself before you sign. Because if you sign, like, right as soon as people start to find out what your name is, then you got nothing to lean on.
We was doing our own shit. Like, everything on our own. We was going on tour on our own. We was doing, like, throwing shows out here on our own. Like, music videos. Everything was out of just like, me and my homies, like, we brothers, you feel me? So it was just, like, us putting that shit into it, you feel me? And we was doing it for, like, a good, like, 4 years.
Right.
So, like, it came to a point where we start like reaching bigger platforms, you feel me? So we like at Rolling Loud and all this type of shit, like, you feel me? So they really starting to pay attention to us. Like, oh shit. So yeah, we just we relaxed until we could do what like we thought was right. And then when we did that, you feel me, it just put her on the biggest, put us on a bigger platform, and they looking out for us, doing what they supposed to do. They threw it back. You know, they did what they were supposed to do.
Right.
Sold out the Roxy, you feel me? Shit like that. I saw like that. So it was just like, we know what we can do, you feel me? Empire just really came and extended the hand and helped it.
What did that feel like, selling out the Roxy in your city?
It was like I couldn't even like, I didn't want to think about it as much, like going into it, because I get anxious. I just want to get on stage. Mm. I really like performing, so like seeing them sing my shit word for word and everybody really being there for me, like showed me like that I can really do this shit. It motivated me, you know what I'm saying? I'm real humble about everything I do.
Right.
Everything. Like I you'll never see me on here bragging about nothing on Twitter or nothing like that. I brag in my music, but as far as like real life, I'm real humble. So that shit was a blessing.
But you had to grind for it. You know, I feel like that's why you can be humble. It's like a lot of times when you see some kid who pops out, he's 17 and he just all of a sudden got a deal and he's traveling the world making millions. Yeah. It's like a lot of times those are the dudes who don't know how to fucking act. Yeah,
I took time and I literally grind for what I'm doing now. So like when I saw the Roxy, I was like, what, nigga? Like in my head, like all honestly, like niggas ain't fucking with me. Like on some just regular shit, niggas ain't fucking with me.
Is that hard to convince people from your area to make that drive up to Hollywood? Because a lot of them probably never even been to Hollywood before, right?
Hell no, they popping out. Because I'm from the hood, but we stay doing like, I do bougie shit, you feel me? Mm. Like, I do like real like top tier type shit. We don't do no like it might be ghetto. It might get ghetto, you know what I'm saying? Or where we at, but everything we do is like top tier, you feel me?
You move out the hood yet?
Yeah.
You did?
My dad.
How's that going?
Great.
It's good to be away from all the bullshit. You can just lay your head and not have to think about shit.
Even when I was in the hood, like I never let nothing bother me.
Okay.
Like, you know what I'm saying? So I wouldn't just be like, oh yeah, I moved out the hood. I ain't got no worries. You feel me? Like it's the same old shit.
Right.
Same old hood shit. Like, go back. Same shit.
Where did you make the move to? Downtown? You in the valley?
I'm in the valley.
You are?
Deep in the valley.
Really?
Yeah.
Deep.
That's hot as a motherfucker.
Really? Oh my God, I know,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I got AC in my room.
One of my guys lives in Santa Clarita. Oh my fucking God, it's like 40 minutes to get up there, and it's so much hotter. It's like you walk out the car, you're like, I'm in Saudi Arabia now.
We don't even be thinking about how deep we are in the valley. Like, even when we had to come here, like, we'll leave like 30 minutes
yeah,
before we got to be somewhere, you feel me? And not realize that 101 is going to be, you feel me? But yeah, I moved out there. Yeah.
That's good to know.
Yeah, great feeling.
It's exciting.
Hell yeah, the homies respect it.
You trying to get the rest of the family out of there too at some point?
Hell yeah, I'm about to get everybody out that motherfucker. Mm. I want to, like, that's my life goal, to be able to do for everybody without having to worry about shit.
Yeah.
That's just me, you feel me? Yeah, but.
That's the dream.
That's coming soon. Definitely. We're going to keep going.
You feel like your area, like in terms of the local people in Inglewood and shit, were they early on embracing you, or do you feel like they kind of got in tune because your shit is more popular now?
My hood been on it. Okay. My hood been like behind me 100%. Now, of course, you feel me? Like with the level of fame you get, you know, you get different type of like
different levels of acknowledgement. You know, at a certain point, maybe like the old lady on the corner starts to figure out.
Yeah, well, like, even like my grandma, like she rides the bus every morning, she be hearing my shit, so she be like, oh, so yeah, like everybody, like I don't know, I feel like I'm not even noticing how big I'm getting, cause I just be going places not fucking thinking that I'm me. Right. Sometimes, yeah.
So it's been hard for you to get used to like being somebody that people are actually noticing and shit.
I've been like I always felt like I was somebody. You feel me? So now that like it's really like for the world to see, like I just take it. Be humble about it and just keep going.
Definitely. Yeah. I feel like you kind of like you had that song La Bamba. There's like that whole like sort of like style right now where a lot of like street rappers are sort of involved in some sort of like Hispanic themes with their shit. You got MBJ with the Uno song. You got YG going crazy with his shit. Exactly. Is that kind of something like you wanted to sort of try to capture that kind of energy? Because
yeah,
you know,
just embracing
you're coming from that world more naturally maybe than they are.
Exactly.
Even, right?
Like just embracing my Hispanic side. You know what I'm saying? Just letting the world know I can do this shit too.
Right.
Basically, that's all it was. Like really. And like that was, you feel me? Like it went up. And then we went to Mexico to shoot the video with my pop. So it was like, It was a good.
Oh, like, I gotta rewatch that video. I didn't think about the fact that you went to Mexico to shoot.
Yeah, I went to Mexico to shoot the video.
What was that like?
I got a documentary finna drop for the album.
Really?
Like telling y'all my whole get out. So we went to Mexico to shoot the documentary. So we shot the video also, the La Bamba.
Uh-huh.
You feel me? My manager's Empire. That was their decision for the single. It was a good decision.
Yeah.
That shit went up.
That's lit. So what else you got going in the life of Richie at this point? Like what else do you do besides when you're just grinding and hustling in terms of the music shit or staying up all night popping pills? What's the deal?
That's it. Yeah. Like I live a life of a rapper. Like if you ask my mom, she hate Richie. Like she be like, oh, this motherfucker.
Really?
Yeah. I like that feeling now though, because that's just like since I was a kid, I always wanted to be like bling bling, fuck how you feel. Like, you know what I'm saying? So yeah, like I live my life like a rapper. Like a rock star.
Right.
Yeah, do what I want to do.
You're still young. You still got time for that.
Hell yeah. I don't really like, I listen to my managers.
Yeah.
But other than that, I don't really be giving a fuck.
You got at least like 5 years before you start thinking like, damn, I got to be an exec.
Yeah, but now I want to do like the shit that I be on now, I be like on some whole other shit. Like, like we got a whole level of respect between us to where we all treat each other like bosses. You feel me?
Right.
So like, yeah, that's how it is now.
No, that's important for sure.
Hell yeah.
Have you thought about signing artists or like finding people that you want to like people from your crew that you believe might have the talent? Have you
gone to them? I haven't like signed anybody, but like part of my label, I have like some homies like Black, Boss Man, Lil Deuce. White John, I don't know if you heard about White John. He popping right now. You gonna hear about him though.
White John, he white?
Yeah, he's white.
His name's John?
Yes.
That's hard.
And he looked like a fat ass farmer.
Oh, word?
Yeah, but when, like, you gonna look him up when I leave, like, and you just, I promise you, you gonna want him sitting right here.
White John.
Yeah, White John, he viral.
That sounds viral, honestly.
He knocked out somebody on Melrose.
For real?
Right? That's what he went viral for that
song. I like the sounds of that.
Yeah, he rapped like us.
Yeah.
He been a nigga, like, he been grew up with us, like, all type of shit.
Listen, there's been a lot of, like, dudes from the hood and shit who at some point in their career found a white boy and then made a lot of money.
Oh, yeah, White John is our white boy. You feel
you
me?
You got to sign him, though.
Yeah.
Nah, otherwise, you're just going to be salty for the Mac rest of your life.
The label I'm under, Mac and Co. I'm under Empire, but Mac and Co. is my, you feel me, home label.
Okay.
Yeah, that, them the artists, but yeah, we got White John over there.
Maybe I do know about it.
I'm pretty sure I'm gonna get my like own shit going too. You know what I'm saying? I want to like deal with like different shit though. I don't want to deal with no fucking rappers.
Nah. What other shit could you see yourself dipping your toe into in terms of business?
Like R&B type shit. Mm. Might go wide and go country. Like just want to just like I'm talking about like a real white boy though.
Right.
Yeah, not no fake country shit. Yeah.
That's a wide open lane, but it's touchy. You know, it's like really be dope if you want to pop off as a country rapper, I feel like.
Yeah, but I gotta my head with music is wide. Like I listen to all type of shit. So yeah, like I wanna do different shit in music.
When you hop in the ride, what are you listening to at this point?
Right now, Kodak.
Kodak.
Yeah, I'm a big Kodak fan.
Are you?
That's my nigga.
Was that hard for you when you disrespected the Nipsey after he passed?
Shit. I didn't really take it no way because I ain't, you feel me? Like, Nipsey Hussle or they, like, family. But Kodak, he do what he want. I don't really, like, never have an opinion on none of that shit. Like,
see, I as much as I thought that was super disrespectful to Nipsey, I had a hard time getting pissed off about it just because I feel like we look at Kodak as a psycho and we're not really expecting him to understand when he says something offensive.
Yeah,
we kinda,
I think
his,
but
we know
I
that.
Like, all honestly, I think it's just him. Like, I don't think he, like he just, that's just how he is. You know what I'm saying? He like that about a lot of shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But like I said, I don't never have an opinion on shit like that. You feel me? Like, I don't ever, like, judge nobody off of, like, situations like that.
Right. Yeah. What about Nipsey, though? How'd you come to know him?
Shit. Nipsey from the other side, you feel me? Like, but I always respected him. Always, like, I never met him, but I always respected his what you call that? His
charisma, his overall,
not his charisma, his
overall work ethic.
Nah, what he fed to us, like I respected what he like always was trying to teach us. His
what
wisdom,
he was preaching,
like,
and
yeah,
shit,
what he
yeah.
was preaching. Yeah, I respected, always respected that. I didn't even fucking graduate high school, but I feel like he got me through them high school years, like as a youngin', like just listening to his music.
That's
so
big.
Much love to Nipsey. Yeah. I really like. Like, fuck with, like, his whole movement, the whole little thing they got going on over there.
Yeah, that's what's up. It's definitely a kind of situation where it feels like people didn't pay enough attention or focus enough on how good what he was doing.
I feel like we knew that home, like
people were close to it.
Like it just went viral and big because like these other people like from out of state didn't really like, or these big people in the government didn't really understand how big he, like the impact he was to the community, you know? So yeah, I think we always respected him on a bigger level.
Right.
Yeah. Well, me.
Definitely.
I feel like he was always like a role model.
People who knew what was going on, I feel like they all respect him and everything. It was just not, I don't know, but people just don't tend to like gravitate towards shit unless they feel like they have to, you know?
I mean, ain't nobody gonna love you till you gone. You feel me? Ain't nobody gonna, like, you're not gonna really see what's really real until you gone.
Big, Jadakiss said back in the day, you know, dead rappers get better promotion.
Yeah.
So true.
I mean, I just wish everybody would have loved him how they love him when he was here. But that's just like, that's life, man. Cause like with my, like even with my homie like that passed, Sean Mack, like I, like when that happened, it was like damn, like you know what I'm saying. But that's how I looked at my big brother Sean Mack, like Nipsey. So like I didn't really take it as hard because I like I've been through it before, you know, and I've been through a lot of shit. That's why I always keep my opinion to myself because nobody gives a fuck about what you think. You feel me? Everybody gonna think how they want to think. So I don't want to just put nothing out there that nobody gonna like.
I feel you. Wise words. Ruchi, I appreciate you coming in, man.
Hey, no problem, no problem, no problem.
What else do they need to know about this project if they want to go check it out?
Taco Sun, it's the realest West Coast album right now. Like I say, ain't nobody fucking with me, bro, like on what I'm talking about or what I do. We're selling out shows with no fucking effort. That's what we do, Mac and Co. Sean Mack forever. Shout out to Adam 22. You know what I'm saying? He keep doing his thing. No jumper, you feel me?
Keep putting LA on.
I'm gonna keep putting on for the West Coast, you feel me? Shout out to everybody who fuck with me because I fuck with them. If you hate me, I fuck with you too because you know me.
Easy. North. You keep making the bangers, we'll keep documenting it. Little by little. That's our agreement.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate you, G.
Thank you.
Ruchi, don't jumper. Inglewood, coolest podcast in the world. Check us out on YouTube, SoundCloud, iTunes. Like, comment, subscribe, nojumper.com if you want to support.
Hey, follow me on Twitter, Instagram.
ING Ruchi.
INGRUCCI. Follow, I mean, subscribe my YouTube, Mac Ruchi Music, Mac with 2Ks. Yeah.
Yeah, and subscribe to this YouTube.
Just look up my name and you're going to see some gangster shit.
That way.
West Coast, North
that
Side.
That way. Easy. Peace.